mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Monday, the 16th day of August, 2004, already into hour number three. Thank you so much for joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 800-259-9231. We're talking to Paul Watson, who joins us at least once a week, the webmasters, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to get into nuclear blackmail by LCIADA, and the globalists trying to scare us into preparing for that. And we're also going to talk about Porter Goss' new domestic Stasi CIA in your daily life, as if they weren't already in your life with the scourge of drugs they bring us. So that's coming up. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Rodney in Texas, you're on the air globally. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to add a couple auxiliary comments to what you were discussing regarding that Turkey Chuck Hagel.
Yes.
Last month, when you had Bev Harris on your program, the Baltimore Sun reported that the same machines that Turkey Chuck Hagel used to manipulate the elections in Nebraska are the same machines, the same exact machines that were sold to Julio Chavez, and they have the ability to be remotely manipulated. And it wouldn't surprise me if Julio Chavez used the same tricks that Chuck used, you know, to get himself elected there. Now, I just want to move on to something that I read in the Kansas City
Star. Let me just stop you for a minute. What is wrong with someone owning the voting machines that everyone votes for them on?
Well, according to Bill,
I mean, no, that sounds like freedom to me. When the candidate owns the company, runs, is way behind in the polls, but magically wins. I mean, that sounds like freedom to me, sir.
Yeah.
And he's also a Bilderberg Group member. Well, you know, he's a very good person.
Well, and let me add one other thing that Bev Harris also mentioned. He failed to disclose the fact that he had this serious conflict of interest in owning these machines prior to the elections.
Well, that's freedom, sir, but he might be with Al-Qaeda. How dare you ask questions about the election? You shouldn't do that. That's evil.
Yeah.
What do you think? This is America or something?
Yeah.
But this is the New World Order. But your next comment about Kansas City.
Yeah, the Kansas City Star reported, and this is in harmony with something that you said earlier about Calhoun out of California making some statements about anti-protest marchers should be arrested or something like that.
Yeah, the Democrats love the neocons. Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to the Nation and World section of the Star News today, it was, and I think you may have had this lady on your program, Denise Lieberman from the ACLU. Mentioned that there were three protesters pursued for three days, basically dogged because they had planned on attending the protest up in Boston.
Yes,
dogged for 3 days by the FBI on the well, they claimed that they were possible terrorists, according to the story, and to prevent these young men from attending that protest, they issued subpoenas to them. So on the day they were to attend the protest, they couldn't because they had these subpoenas.
And again, that just sets the precedent to do this to everybody. The real anarchists work for the feds. Thanks for the call. Comments, Paul?
Well, picking up back on the Chavez vote fraud point, we got the article on PrisonPlanet.com, Venezuela's Chavez claims victory, foes cry fraud. It's not unimaginable that he would do that, but at the same time, we know that the CIA has planned on several occasions coups to remove Chavez.
They've even kidnapped him before.
Yeah, and they've been caught funding the opposition, the protesters against him. So we know Chavez is independent of the New World Order in terms of he doesn't want Venezuela to be a part of it, but that doesn't preclude that he could carry out fraud within his own country. So you can kind of look at that from two perspectives, but it is possible.
Very possible. Good points, Rodney. Chris, Steve, Paul, Keith, and others. We're going to go to your calls quickly, then into nuclear blackmail and much, much more. Stay with us. We'll continue to expose the real world. And denying the facts doesn't keep you safe. Sticking your head in the sand only makes you more vulnerable. We've got to be vocal, informed, out front, and exposing the globalists. Stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're back live. Continuing with the news and information, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are you calling us from today?
California.
Welcome.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on a story I saw in the Los Angeles Times on August 7th. It says, unmanned aircraft gaining the Pentagon's confidence. It's all about this aircraft called the Global Hawk. And what I found interesting...
Well, Global Hawk is a control system for unmanned aircraft, and they say by 2010, 80% of the fighters are going to be unmanned, and within 20 years, there's going to be almost nothing except troop carriers that have people on board. And, again, you're going to have just a few globalists that can literally, and I'm not talking about the movie iRobot, folks, or Isaac Asimov, I mean, in reality, droid armies, this is what everything is shifting to. And again, they're not artificially intelligent robots or aircraft. They are remote control, pre-programmed, and a program can be put into them to attack hundreds or even thousands of targets. Then they launch these droid armies, and then it just takes a few globalists to literally wreak havoc. And as things get more and more robotic and controlled, This is going to give the globalists just total mastery to where even if their own minions don't follow orders, they're going to be able to shut off water supplies, shut down cities, bring in, they've got these little mini armored tanks that are remote controlled. All of this stuff to be unleashed upon us. It's like something out of T2 or something. But go ahead, sir.
I'll tell you what I found chilling is there's actually a picture of a lieutenant colonel. He's one of the people that controls it. And the patch he has on his arm is a circle with a triangle inside of it. And then inside of the triangle is a skull with crossed bones. And it was just kind of chilling to me when I saw that.
Well, don't you know the good guys wear skulls? I mean, that's part of freedom. Why don't you email me that L.A. Times story, and we'll get it posted.
Okay, I'd love to. Can I ask you one other quick question?
Yeah, but can I ask you a question first, though?
Yes, sir.
Paul, what's the best email address for him to send that story?
Well, just go to prisonplanet.com and click on email webmaster. That's the best address to send it to.
Okay.
Go ahead now. Stop interrupting, Chris.
I was wondering just how many... You know, how many members of Bush's cabinet are skull and bones men?
The new head of the federal commission that oversees the finances, he's skull and bones. The first party he had at the White House was a skull and bones reunion. I believe four members of his main cabinet are skull and bones, and I believe total eight people in the administration are, but I don't have those numbers in front of me. Paul, do you have that in front of you?
No, the quote I remember reading was that he appointed 10 key individuals to key members of the military and the government, so it's somewhere between 8 and 10 that were skull and bones.
So there's your answer.
Okay. On another note, I'm an artist, and I've started making pictures, and I think sometimes a picture is worth a thousand words. And if people would just type in Toca Pelli, you know, into Google or something, Google T-O-K-A-P-E-L-L-I, then they can get to my site and see a lot of stuff I've been doing that's trying to wake people up, you know, because this stuff is really happening, and it's scary.
I hear you. Keep it up and take care. Steve in Oregon, you're on the air, welcome. Or Georgia, excuse me.
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
The Gulf War story you have posted today, do you think that depleted uranium, I don't see a lot of confirmation on that. Do you think that's for real?
Number one, I think your phone's having a little bit of a problem. Can you speak up for me, please?
Yeah, did you think that the depleted uranium is for real, all the effects that they say it has?
Do I think it's for real?
Yeah.
You say you haven't seen a lot of evidence.
No, not really. I've seen only just a couple of stories.
Okay. Paul, do we have a depleted uranium section somewhere on Prison Planet?
I don't believe so at the moment, but we can certainly...
Yeah, I keep saying, I want a fluoride vaccine depleted uranium, you know, toxic section. I know we have the vaccine fluoride area, but I know you're working hard. I want to expand that. Sir, we have interviewed Dr. Rocky twice. He's been interviewed a bunch on this network. He literally wrote the book in the 80s and 90s on DU... it was recommended that it only be used in key situations in open country against specific heavy-line battle tanks in an emergency war against the Soviets. That is the only time you use it, in the A-10 Warthogs and in the Abrams tanks in tank battles when Eastern Europe is being overrunning into Western Europe. It is an emergency nuclear war-type weapon. And so they used it in the 1991 Gulf War, which they weren't supposed to. Then they used it yet again in Serbia, and now they have used it in Desert Dust, too. Now, listen to me. This is the facts. The heavy metal nature of it alone, it is a super toxic metal, more toxic than mercury or lead. It aerosolizes on contact. And now it's not just in the Abrams Sabo rounds. It's not just in the Warthogs. It's now in the heavy and medium machine guns on Bradleys. It's in the Bradley cannon rounds. It's even being deployed to some of our troops and for anti-personnel operations to shoot through enemies' armor. And when it hits a target, it aerosolizes, sir, when it hits a hard target. And Dr. Rocky was hired to go over there and clean it up, and his unit, most of his unit has died. He's had cancer multiple times in his sinuses and into his lungs. He's barely hanging on right now. He wrote the book on it. It's an 8-hour training video and a 200-page pamphlet. He literally wrote the book, studied it at Los Alamos, and it's deadly from the heavy metal side as well. Then they tried to deny all this, and the New York Daily News, 6 months ago, did blood tests of the troops. Everyone that they tested wasn't a hypochondriac. They all had up to 2 rims of uranium in them, which is highly radioactive, and the heavy metal, and were dead and dying. So, yes, sir, depleted uranium is serious, serious business. Iraqi children are 3 times more likely to be born deformed. The government's own numbers, Gulf War troops are 3 times more likely to have deformed children. Paul, comments to what he just said.
Yeah, the call is referring to an article on PrisonPlanet.com out of Life magazine. It's an 8-page article, The Tiny Victims of Desert Storm. When our soldiers risk their lives in the Gulf, they never imagined that their children might suffer the consequences or that their country would turn its back on them. And it's a case of a young boy who doesn't have arms, he's got hands coming out, you know, of his shoulders, mirroring the horrible pictures of the Iraqi children, which, you know, points out the fact that our soldiers' children are also suffering from the same horrible effects of it.
Oh, it just so happens Serbia's deformities have trebled.
Yeah, and I mean, there was an article a few months ago in Iraq where they didn't clean it up. They simply, you know, covered it over with soil. And
Now, let me explain this. In the first Gulf War, we conservatively used, what was this thing, like 3,000 tons. This time it's 10 times more. And in the first Gulf War, though they shouldn't have even used it, they did use it where there's, you know, in the theater they're supposed to, a tank battle. And it was out in the middle of nowhere. And so just our troops hauling away the wreckage and the civilian contractors got sick. And some areas of Kuwait City, people have become ill. But it was used in limited areas. This time, our government bombarded all the major cities, all the major police bunkers and government facilities, power plants, you name it. And guess where our troops moved in? This is in the newspaper. After we took over, they moved the troops into the airport and the barracks and the palace, and it said they just came in with trucks and dumped some dirt on top of it. So if it's so good for you, why'd they even do that? The point is you're not even supposed to use this in built-up areas. You're not supposed to use this on buildings.
And the journalists that were in Iraq to investigate it, such as the Japanese journalists, were, of course, subject to kidnappings, and they were threatened to be beheaded, and then they were deported back home without ever having the opportunity to conclude their investigation.
And now they don't even have LCIA to kidnap people for the CIA. Our government just openly says in the London Telegraph and Associated Press, leave the hotel, we're about to bombard your town, or we're going to kill you, journalists. And they open fire with machine guns on the hotel and say leave. So now they're not even covering it up, Paul.
No, well, now they've shut down most of the media. They feel that, you know, not much of it will leak out anymore. So
I mean, picture this. Western journalist, British journalist, American journalist in a hotel. Again, police tell journalists, leave Najaf or be shot. And they just walk up with our troops backing up the Iraqi security force and on a bullhorn said, get out of the building. You have 6 hours. And then they just open fire with machine guns into the windows. I mean, what?
It's like in Russia where anyone who criticizes Putin is gunned down, any journalist is gunned down on the side of the street and no questions are asked.
All part of, but Putin says the war's good and is our new buddy. Oh, but he accidentally lost some nukes that Al-Qaeda's got now. Does that answer your question, Steve?
Well, I was wondering why there's not more state-side media coverage on the effects of the troops.
Well, I mean, it's there. We ought to have a transcript made of that Rocky interview. Paul, is that Rocky interview a free play? Can people find that on the site?
I believe it is free play, yeah, if you go back in the archives.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. We're just going to take 3 more calls, because I got news I want to cover with Paul. We'll talk to Paul. We'll talk to Keith. We'll talk to Dan when we get back. And then I'm going to get into the nuclear blackmail and all the other news. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
Continuing with your phone calls, because I love them. They always take us in different directions. Well, before we do that, we're just going to take three more. Paul and Don and John. Sorry to others, but we got to get to some other news here. You know, the last caller, Steve in Atlanta, Georgia, had a good point, Paul. How can our troops be breathing DU, which the Army's own manuals and training materials say is deadly? How can they be living in barracks that were bombarded with it? How can they be coming down ill, and it's in the back of the newspaper, and then the people who speak out against it get shouted at and going, you commies, shut up. I mean, it's just, if you support the troops, you should be against this being used. This was developed as a experimental weapon in during the 70s and 80s in the Cold War for emergencies and stockpiled in Europe in case the Soviets launched a heavy armored attack in front of nuclear strikes to capture Berlin and Paris and other areas. It was not meant to be used all over the globe in these police actions, these takeovers. But they're doing it, and our troops are dead and dying from it, and that's not debatable. So, yes, it is incredible. How in the world do they do this? Well, how do they damage millions of children with mercury-containing vaccines? When they get caught doing it, they increase the level of it, according to Congress's investigator, Dr. Geyer. Paul?
Well, yeah, in Britain they've said we're removing the triple jab vaccine, which may have contained mercury due to, you know, opposition pressure. But what are they going to replace it with? Five jabs for babies who are, you know, barely weeks old. So it's just taking a level of tyranny even deeper. But with the troop situation, people can't make the differentiation between supporting the government and supporting the troops. If you don't support the government, then you're against the troops, because people can't hold more than one thought in their head at the same time, which is why people are blind to the fact, you know, the photographs of Donald Rumsfeld handing over the biologicals to Saddam in 83 and 84, which later rained down on our troops.
After our government blew up the bunkers to cover up the evidence.
Yeah.
We got the video, U.S. marked chemical bioweapons. And because we're against selling Saddam chemical bioweapons, we're anti-patriotic. I mean, how does that make sense, folks? I mean, if our government declared war on volcanoes and said, let's dump thousands of troops down the mouths of volcanoes, we would be for the troops being against that policy.
Well, many of the troops are. I mean, we had stories about them throwing over the side of boats, you know, anthrax vaccines and things like this. So the enforcers can try and give them these commands, but if they see that they're literally, you know, out of bounds, insane orders, then just like this Oregon unit that tried to stop the torture and were then ordered off, in many cases they will not follow the orders.
And good for them. Good for them. And I've heard neocons now calling them traitors. How dare them not torture small children?
Well, who was it? Was it Britt Hume that said that the families of the troops who spoke out against the war, they were traitors as well, and the troops were traitors? So, I mean, yeah.
But then that fat belly, he doesn't go off and fight.
Well, no, none of them do.
Yeah, none of them do. Let's talk to Paul in Maryland. Paul, go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I listen as much as I can. KDI, WKDI over in Denton, Maryland.
Great.
And, unfortunately, you're not on a station over near the Baltimore, Washington. That station's hard to get. I have a DC radio pulls it in real good. Anyway,
well, we're honored to have that. I think they've been carrying our broadcast for 2+ years, and it's a great station and covers millions and millions of people. We want to thank them and all other affiliates.
Right. One of the major reasons I was calling was I support Michael Perucca, the Constitution candidate.
I keep meaning to get him on, yeah.
And his website, can I mention his website?
Sure, you can.
It's perucca2004.com. That's P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A. Now, he puts out a weekly email, or more often than that, as the situation warrants. I was wondering if you would like me to forward that email to you.
I've actually gotten it, and I've heard Mr. Perutka on other broadcasts. He's a great guy. I think he'd make a great president.
Right, and I have found that when I call to the syndicated and what you'd call mainstream conservative shows around here, radio shows,
yes,
they are not at all interested in hearing anything about Michael.
Yeah, Perutka, and by not giving proper attention to third world, yeah, we're a third world country. To third-party candidates, they never get any power. We could have a third or fourth or fifth party in this country, but we won't because the media won't do it.
And my question is, since you're a media man, how do we crack that conservative media?
Well, they're not conservative. You mean the neocons. Why won't they let a real conservative like Mr. Perutka? We'll talk about it when we get back. Thanks for the call. We'll take two more calls and that's it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at GCNlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war at liberty for their descendants.
Thanks to the renegades.
Thanks to the renegades.
Free today.
Free today.
How in the world are we letting the globalists destroy our freedoms in the name of some war against enemies they've created? To answer Paul's question in Maryland, how do we get around the two-party system? I mean, look, we've got to keep our vote in place to begin with. We've got to get these electronic voting machines removed from the 32% of the country they've been put into. We've got to block it going into other areas, which you can do now. People know that there's a, quote, problem with the machines. A lot of people know that they're a total fraud. We've got to defeat that. We have got to develop and strengthen our own alternative media, which is happening. 45% of people in major studies have now left the mainstream media. That's why they're panicking right now and trying to carry out terror attacks, in part to get you back into the mainstream. This is all part of a corralling process. So there is a renaissance and awakening against it, but they're turning the heat up to counter that. We're in a knockdown, dragout fight here. I personally say forget the presidential election. I think people like Michael Peruca are good because they're out traveling, educating people, giving folks alternative views, but the mainstream media just ignores them, which defeats a lot of the purpose. I think locally you can have a bigger effect running for office and, who knows, maybe even be secret about what you really believe. That may be how you have to get elected. Literal moles, you know, trying to get into office. But I'm not saying lie, but just don't be totally specific on some of the things you plan to do. And then once you get in, you know, that's what they do. They lie and say they're good and then get in there bad. We have to just kind of leave it, get into office and then do the right thing. Paul, do you get where I'm going with all of this?
Yeah, I mean, the call mentioned how we can support third-party candidates. In a sense, it's a shame that Aaron Russo didn't get the Libertarian Party nomination because he already had the kind of high profile which would automatically get him into those situations whereby his platform would be quite large and he had a good policy base. But on the flip side, I mean, the Libertarian guy that's in there, Badnarik, he's actually quite good on the issues, although he'll avoid the issue on abortion. He has worked hard to get that nomination, and he travels the country teaching constitutional classes. So either way, I think they got a good man in there, whether it would have been Russo, but in Badnarik, I mean, if you can give him a good platform, then he's solid on the issues.
Other than abortion, which is a big one.
Yeah, yeah. I think, as you said, privately, some people don't espouse their beliefs because it may help them get nominations or get into office, and I think that's the case with Badnarik. I think if you asked him privately, he would be against abortion, but publicly...
Well, I know Michael. He's from Austin. I mean, he's been on my TV show, and he's a good guy, but I don't agree with him on that. I like him, Mr. Perutka. I think he's great, but unfortunately, there's no infrastructure. We just have to build that infrastructure. Real quick, I got to move faster because I got news I want to cover with Paul about the CIA and Goss and the rest of it and the nuke situation. Don in Tennessee, go ahead.
This is Dan.
Okay, Dan. I can't ever seem to get names straight.
But... I'll take you another direction real quick here. I saw a movie a couple days ago. I rented from the video store. Have you ever seen The Siege?
Yeah, that's what Tommy Franks came out and said. Martial law, you know, it's sad to say, but the people may want it to keep safe, equaling, hey, martial law keeps you safe. And he said, you know, like The Siege. And then it showed images of troops machine-gunning U.S. buildings.
Yeah, what it was about Middle Eastern terrorists in New York. This is 1998, this movie came out.
But this is exactly, but this is what, on Fox, when they showed the interview with Franks, they showed troops blowing up U.S. buildings in the background of him talking.
Yeah, well, the Middle Eastern terrorists, they, you know, bombed some school buses, the federal building. They eventually took all the Middle Eastern people that they could gather up in New York City, put them in stadiums with fences, just like you've been talking about.
Which just so happens to be the federal plan from before 9/11, but it's not going to be Middle Easterners, folks.
Yeah, exactly. But in the movie, it was all Middle Eastern people because they were trying to get the terrorists. But, you know, they had all the innocent people in there, too. Obviously, most of them were innocent because they were just law-abiding citizens. But they were Middle Eastern descent, so they went into the prison in the stadium. And they had one prisoner they actually took into a jail cell kind of deal, and they tortured him. And he was naked, by the way, just like they did in the prisons over in Iraq. And they had him, you know, strapped down there or tied to a chair, and they tortured him. And they didn't show the torture, but you could hear it. Then in the end, they just shot him. And that was, I think, Bruce Willis that played the general of the army when they finally got martial law in and all that, and he was in power now.
Yeah, I've seen it. They killed the guy.
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring that to your attention and to the listeners. They might want to pick up on that movie. It's a good movie.
But it conditions people.
Yeah, I know.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Dan. And again, it's movies like The Long Kiss Goodnight. I tell you what, Stephanie, you had that clip. Will you find that Long Kiss Goodnight clip? Go ahead and play that. This is from 1999. Paul, tell folks about the actors that are in this and what they're going to say.
Yeah, well, you've got, I forgot the black actor. Who is it? Who's in it?
I forget. That's the problem I was trying to get you to. I like him. He's a great actor, but I can't remember his name for some reason.
Yeah, well, anyway, it was the guy who was in Pulp Fiction as well. And I think it's the Overlord, the government agent who is trying to get his funding through. Says to him that the 93 World Trade Center bombing was basically carried out by the FBI and CIA.
Which was a true story admitted in major newspapers, so they mixed that. Then he says we're going to blow it up totally this time to get our funding.
Yeah, and he says he doesn't know how to stage a terrorist attack, so he's just going to have to do it for real to get his funding.
And then on top of that, we also have the lone gunman months before 9/11 on Fox, where a secret government group hijacks a jet to fly to the World Trade Center to get martial law. But go ahead and play the clip from The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Is our fundraiser?
Here it is.
1993.
And as
World
you can hear,
Trade Center bombing. Remember,
Stephanie, do we have that clip? Oh, I understand now. It's not feeding to me.
Is our fundraiser?
1993. World Trade Center bombing. Remember? During the trial, one of the bombers claimed the CIA had advanced knowledge. The diplomat who issued the terrorist visa was CIA. It's not unthinkable they paved the way for the bombing purely to justify a budget increase.
You're telling me that you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to get some money out of Congress?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hennessy, I have no idea how to fake killing 4,000 people. So we're just going to have to do it for real. Oh, blame it on the Muslims, naturally. Then I get my funding. Good night, old girl. Timothy, I'll be in Chopper 1.
Sorry about that, folks. She was playing the clip. I couldn't hear it, so I thought we had dead air. So we started the clip over again in mid-flight. But, Paul, it doesn't get any more in your face than that, does it?
No. The actor is Samuel L. Jackson, obviously.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson.
Very interesting how movies do mirror reality. I watched a movie on Saturday night, which was about how terrorists smuggled a nerve gas bomb on board a commercial airliner. In the script, it later turned out that the main terrorist was actually working for British intelligence. So, in many cases, they do blow the whistle on this kind of thing. And in many other worrying cases, movies do go on to become reality in later months, as we saw with the Lone Gunman situation.
Well, we had Phillips changing the way you live in your world, or changing your world, a Phillips TV ad. And I have the AP article. I've never seen the ad. And it describes F-16s bombing both towers and saying, Phillips, changing the way you live your world. What in the world is that?
Well, I mean, right down to those Illuminati playing cards, which are part of a board game, two of which showed the World Trade Center exploding in the exact spot on the South Tower where the plane hit, and the Pentagon being attacked as well.
And then we have the rap band The Coup, showing the towers exploding in the very same spots.
Yeah, there's a whole section in 9/11 archive, which is obviously right at the bottom, because this isn't solid proof of the events of that day, but it's just interesting to consider, called Anecdotal Prior Knowledge, and that's in the 9/11 archive on the website.
All right, we're going to just take one final call, and be quick, John, in Ohio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was glad that Paul clarified the disinformation that the corporate CIA media is peddling about Venezuela. There's an even greater elaboration of this on ZMAG.org by Greg Palast, how the United States, contrary to that caller, is rigging the vote there, and in case it can't do that, is intending on totally discrediting it. He points out on this article on ZMAG.org, Venezuela, fluoridated, well, the gang that fixed the Florida vote fixed the vote in Caracas this Sunday, and he points out that the CIA and Homeland Security have been using Choice Point, the same gang that Bush used to rig the vote in Florida, now under the guise of a war on terrorism. But it has nothing to do with terrorism. The only places that the United States is sending these Choice Point private list of citizens in these countries have nothing to do with terrorism. It's only where there are contested votes, contested elections, where the United States and the globalists are opposing the candidates, whether it's in Brazil or Venezuela or these other countries, and in effect they're using that in the same way they used it in Florida. And then also there's another article about how the New York Times, which and the other media, which totally ignores the fraudulent voting machines in this country, are trying to use this false disinformation that somehow it's going to be used in Venezuela. But even the Carter Commission pointed out that it has a very secure system, security measures, and a paper receipt trail, which they were very impressed with.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Paul, let's cover this now, and then we'll get into Porter Goss, kind of his background and his new domestic Stasi. But let me read this real quick. This is out of the New York Times. An American Hiroshima is possible, reposted in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. If a 10-kiloton nuclear weapon, a midget, even smaller than the one that destroyed Hiroshima, exploded in Times Square, the fireball would reach tens of millions of degrees Fahrenheit. It would vaporize or destroy the Theater District, Madison Square Garden, the Empire State Building, Grand Central Terminal, and Carnegie Hall, along with me and my building. The blast would partly destroy a much larger area, including the United Nations. On a weekday, some 500,000 people would be killed. Could this happen? Unfortunately, it could, and many experts believe that such an attack somewhere is likely. Now listen to this. He acts like this is all real, then later admits it's fake. This is a psychological warfare piece. The Aspen Strategy Group, a bipartisan assortment of policy mavens, focused on nuclear risk at its annual meeting here last week, and the consensus was twofold. The danger of nuclear terrorism is much greater than the public believes, and our government hasn't done nearly enough to reduce it. Graham Allison, a Harvard professor whose terrifying new book, Nuclear Terrorism, offers the example cited above, noted that he did not pluck it from the thin air. He writes that on October 11, 2001, exactly a month after 9/11, aides told President Bush that a CIA source code named Dragonfire had reported that Al-Qaeda had obtained a 10-kiloton nuclear weapon and smuggled it into New York City. The CIA found the report plausible. The weapon supposedly had been stolen from Russia, which indeed has many 10-kiloton weapons. Russia is reported to have lost, sure, some of its nuclear materials, and Al-Qaeda has mounted a determined effort to get or make such a weapon, and the CIA has picked up Al-Qaeda chatter about an American Hiroshima. President Bush dispatched nuclear experts to New York to search for the weapons and sent Dick Cheney and other officials out of town to ensure the continuity of government in case of a weapon exploded in D.C. instead. But to avoid panic, the White House told no one in New York City, not even Mayor Giuliani. Dragonfire report was wrong. But similar reports that Al-Qaeda has its hands on a nuclear weapon from the former Soviet Union regularly have surfaced, through disinfo people, I would add, in the intelligence community, even though such a report has never been confirmed. We do know several troubling things. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, negotiated for a 1.5 million purchase of uranium, apparently South African origin, from a retired Sudanese cabinet minister. That's been admitted to be fake, too. Its envoys traveled repeatedly to Central Asia to buy weapons-grade nuclear materials. And it goes on and on. So what they're trying to do is create fear here in a ledger or a history, so when the globalists carry this out, we'll all think that Al-CIA did it. Paul?
Well, you said that this came out of, what, the Aspen Institute?
Yes.
The Aspen Institute is basically an arm of the Bilderberg Group. I mean, their CEO, I think it's Walter Isaacson, CEO of Aspen, is at the Bilderberg meeting almost every year, and he was at the recent one in Italy. So just from that, we see, you know, where these people's loyalties lie. But even if it is possible that this would happen, then we have to look back at who's laying the pathway for it to happen. Khan, the Pakistani scientist who was selling nukes to countries and terrorist groups all over the world, was in the enclave of the Bushes before
they
cut
it loose. And Bush ordered NW199I, not just the hijackers, to be protected, but also Khan.
Yeah, as Greg Palast reported, you know, before they cut him loose and made him this individual criminal, they were very sure to distance him from the Bush family first, of which he was intimately involved with. So, I mean, it underlines the fact that it's entirely possible for individuals within the U.S. to do this, who have the capability. Just the door needs to be left open for them to do it, which is what they do by...
And let me challenge the NSA to do something. I mean, watch your bosses right before they put out a terror alert. Watch the stocks. Watch them invest in put options, just like they did on 9/11. And if you really want to stop terrorism, look for key areas to double their insurance 2 or 3 weeks before this happens. And look for the Bushes to have family members running security in the area where the nuke goes off.
Yeah, I mean, Bush's brother, Marvin Bush, the contract lease on the World Trade Center expiring on September 11th. I mean, the put options on American United Airlines, they're the things to watch to give you an indicator of what's about to happen. But, I mean, they don't even have to directly detonate a nuke and then blame it on somebody else. They can just have the people, their patsies, do it for them, even if those terrorists are unaware of it.
And they can also go in and machine gun the guys and deactivate it and have a big circus.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as with the first World Trade Center bombing, many of the terrorists within that group weren't even aware of the fact that the bombing was paved for by the CIA, and the material, which was supposed to be dummy explosives, was exchanged for real explosives. And, I mean, they were retarded individuals. They didn't even know what they were doing, basically. So it underlines the fact that they don't have to directly carry this out. They can just lay the groundwork for somebody else to do it. Like the case with the Olympics and our friend Robert Bin Laden, who proved that the security was completely superficial.
Yeah, a reporter called himself Bin Laden, went and put little dummy bombs around and got 60 feet from officials. And Allison of the Aspen Institute offers a standing bet of 51 to 49 odds that barring a radical new anti-proliferation steps, a terrorist nuclear strike will occur somewhere in the world in the next 10 years. So I took his bet. If there is no such nuclear attack by by August 2014, he owes me $5.10. If there is an attack, I owe him $4.90. I took the bet because I don't think the odds of nuclear terror are quite as great as he does. And then he goes on to say, unfortunately, plenty of smart people think I've made a bad bet. William Perry, the former Secretary of Defense, says there is an even greater chance of a nuclear terror strike in the next decade. This is in the next 6 years. We'll be back. Stay with us. Final segment, talk about Porter Goss with Paul Watson. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, our final segment with Paul Watson. This New York Times scaremongering piece continues. For the first page, they act like everything's real and we're about to be attacked and say, oh, it was a fake report issued by our globalist rulers. Quote, we're racing towards unprecedented catastrophe, former Secretary of Defense Perry warns. And then the author says the upshot is the risk that a nuclear explosion will devastate a U.S. city is greater now than it was during the Cold War and is growing. So, boy, we're in greater danger now. We've got to have nice men in black ski masks take all our freedoms away, Paul, so they can keep us safe.
Well, yeah, as most of you listeners know, the New York Times is the mouthpiece for the New World Order. They carried for months on end Shalibi's so-called evidence that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. So there's no liberal media conspiracy against the Bush administration. They're supporting the Bush administration by acting as a mouthpiece for the police state measures that they need the fear-mongering to pass.
That's right. Now, Porter Goss, you have an AP article posted and others where they just come right out and say domestic CIA to arrest citizens for any reason and they're going to be running our lives, and he's got the bill introduced.
Well, isn't it interesting that nearly 2 months before Bush nominated him for director of the CIA, he introduces this legislation which, according to Newsweek, would give the president new authority to direct CIA agents to conduct law enforcement operations inside the United States, including arresting American citizens. And it was introduced by Goss on June 16th as an intelligence reform bill. And then as soon as Goss is announced or nominated, subject to approval, which will obviously happen, as CIA director, he then says it's a choice between Big Brother and Dead Brother. And, you know, are the CIA supposed to be watching American citizens anyway? No, that's not our mandate, but
in
there's
fact,
no discussion of it.
In fact, we have that clip. It's going to be separate from Congress, by the way, folks, just like our trade and everything else and our borders. Stephanie, do you have that clip of Goss? Of Porter Goss, you know the clip where he talks about Big Brother or Dead Brother? Can we play that? You got it? Go ahead and hit it.
Wrong. The purpose of the United States of America is to be respected for what we are.
Goss also weighed in on the age-old debate of preserving civil liberties versus protecting national security.
We're talking about the balance between privacy on the one hand and protection from Big Brother government. But we're also talking about the government's responsibility to protect our people. It comes down to the choice that, as my staff has said to me many times, between Big Brother and Dead Brother. And I think our first responsibility in government is to make sure we don't have any more Dead Brothers.
Oh, so we got to give up our liberty for security, but you give up liberty, you get tyranny. So just amazing, and the Democrats love Goss. Paul, thank you for coming on. PrisonPlanet.tv, spend 30 seconds on it for us.
But it's $5.95 a month. We've got multiple videos going up there almost every other day now. We've got dozens of videos in the archive, hundreds of audio interviews in the archive. And it supports our movement, it supports our growth, and it's value for money, and it's good information. So I encourage people to go and sign up either by PayPal or credit card online.
All of my videos, other people's great documentary films, many weeks, two special reports, every week at least one special TV report I do, the best audio interviews, both our books, 15 cents a day, folks. You really can't beat that. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Good to hear from you. And if you want a hard copy of any of my films or books, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Link through to the Safe Secure shopping cart. Watch video clips, read about the films, look at the different discounts, and order today and make copies of my videos. I carry a bunch of other great videos as well. If you want any of them or want to ask any questions, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We've got to expose the terrorists. We've got to expose the killers. If we just sit here and take it and let them pose as the good guys, it's over for our civilization and our children's futures. So stand up against the New World Order. God bless you all. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones.